All right, top 10 90s, they're out. You guys saw the world's strongest rankings. We brought them to you on IG. Is Tyler Davis number one? Yeah, of course he's number one. We know that. That was the easiest dart to throw out of all of them, and I can tell you right now, none of the others were. A bit of a debate, a little bit of shuffling around, but we finally nailed that top 10 list down for you, and I'm going to bring you that today on the show. A little bit of behind the scenes, I guess. If you haven't seen it on IG yet, get to the Jim Light Podcast IG page or a number of other places that's being shared out there right now to check it out. We are going to start an IG page for World's Strongest Rankings here soon, so you guys have a one-stop shop to get all that information about all the classes that we're going to be ranking here over the course of, well, forever, right? But we're going to get these initial rankings out for all the other classes very soon. Next up, of course, is the 82 women, followed by the 105 guys. So back and forth until we get all this done for you. But check out the top 10 of the 90s and give us your feedback, because we want to hear everything you guys got to say about whether you agree with us or disagree with us. There's going to be a lot of that. But of course, many of you know out there, as these shows begin to unfold, so will the rankings begin to tighten up, and we'll see a clearer picture as we get to the end of the year. So check it all that out if you haven't already. More on today's show, of course, are some hot summer events, bringing you a few, of course, and there's so many out there anymore. It's really hard to, you know, get kind of ahead of all these shows anymore. And obviously it's a real subjective on what we think some of the better shows are, but you know, I try to keep myself pretty inundated, into what's going on out there, with our community at broad, even globally to some degree, just talking to friends of mine, of course, across the pond and in other parts of the world, to try to get an idea, especially now more that we're dove into these rankings and it's so important to kind of get, you know, a broader perspective. You know, we can't rank athletes if we're not familiar with athletes. So I encourage everybody out there just to make sure that they're always, you know, kind of keeping their eye out outside of their own bubble. So when you see these names brought up, you're getting more familiar with them, because we know the rest of the strongman, I guess, the spectating community is, in large part because we have live streams now that bring us right to these events so we can watch these great competitions take place, just like that 64 show we saw from PSL last weekend. And if you've missed that, I'm going to tell you again, go back to the rewind or the recording of it that's on ADL Live right now, ADLPro.live, because many of these shows, not just with ADLPro.live, although it seems Don is doing just about every great strongman show right now that's out there, and he should, because they're the best live stream company out there. But there are many other people, including myself, that will record live streams for smaller productions and get it out there for you, so you can always kind of track down some of these shows and get an idea of who's up and coming, maybe, that aren't participating at these bigger shows yet, but ultimately give you kind of a, you know, again, a little broader of a look at what you should anticipate down the road, if not with some of these people that are already on the rankings, but some that you might consider that are going to be quickly challenging many of those athletes. So, yeah, we'll talk about a few of those shows today. And then we're going to talk, you know, this is kind of going to be a fun show. I'm not going to be negative about anything. However, there's one thing I have to point out, because, you know, I like to, I don't know what you want to say. It's criticism is important, right? Criticism is very, very important constructively, of course, when it comes to our sport, strongman in particular, because for too long it's gotten away with too much when it comes to not recognizing the important facets of our sport and how it needs to be shared at large, not only with the people that love our sport, but the competitors that compete in it. And I don't think we see enough of that. Is it getting better? I think it is with certain promoters. I think it's stale with others. And quite frankly, there are those that are going backwards. So I'm always going to point out things that I see out there that maybe deserve some more answers, or at least hold people accountable to what the fuck's going on. Because quite frankly, I was even shocked by this one. It's hard to keep your eyes on everything that's going on in the strongman community out there. Certainly from week to week anymore. It really is, guys. I wish I had like a team of people around me that I can just have them always briefing me on the different demographics of not just the United States, but around the world, of course, when it comes to our sport, but I don't. And ultimately, I rely a lot on you guys to kind of share this information with me as I, you know, get ready for these shows. And I do. I get a lot of you guys reaching out there. You know, I wouldn't want to call some of you whistleblowers, but that's kind of what you are, and I appreciate that. I mean, I'm not TMZ here. I'm not going to do the drama shit. If somebody's got something to say about somebody because they're an asshole, I'm not going to get on my show and talk about it. That's not my place, and I don't give a shit. Deal with your own problems out there when it comes to the drama, because you know how I'll squash it myself if I ever had to deal with it. I expect you guys to do the same. Our sport doesn't need that. Don't bring it to me. But if there's things with the community at large that we want to talk about, that are relevant, that we want to make better, then of course bring it to my attention. And a lot of you guys do that. So in any case, bringing a little bit of that here today as well. Yeah, so summer's here, right? Summer's here officially. We know that. We talked about it last week. The world is still burning. Canada's still burning, really, honestly. Jeez, oh, Pete's Canada. Can you get your shit together and put those fires out? God bless all you people having to deal with that stuff that's in close in your proximity, because we're dealing with it here with all this pollutants and particulates that are coming over in the air right now when it comes to kind of, you know, this air quality that we're dealing with. I think a lot of you guys are dealing with that shit out there right now. It's just like always overcast. It's that smoke in the high atmosphere right now, in large part because those Canadian fires are just freaking crazy. And what's weird about that, from our perspective, to correlate that to strongman, I mean, it's tough out there, guys. I took a walk the other day, and I'm telling you, I know it was humid and hot, but it was a whole different feeling breathing that air. And, you know, to do that in competition is not an easy thing to do either. So for those of you competing indoors, lucky you. For those of you competing outdoors in these conditions, well, I don't know, take some of those portable oxygen masks with you while you're at it. Maybe you need to get a breath of fresh air during that show. But, yeah, so let's start with, I don't know, Shaw Classic is coming up. We know that. That's going to be talked about more. A couple of you guys hit me on that on IG recently about talking about the Shaw Classic. 100% fully intend on talking about the Shaw Classic. Obviously, in my opinion, probably the best promoted show on the planet right now. If I had to rank shows, which, oh, by the way, I'm going to do that soon, guys. We're going to really rank shows with a lot of criteria. I talked to somebody recently that's lending a lot of insight to that, and he championed it along for me, and I totally agreed with him that we need to rank shows, and I don't just mean rank them because we like people, but really set criteria that will allow us to track better shows and hold shows accountable that are coming up, that are making mistakes, that are maybe already there, right? Just make sure we're always pushing the envelope when it comes to producing better productions. Well, I can tell you right now, Brian Shaw and the Shaw Classic, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, I hear some of the behind the scenes, what goes on there when they're putting this production together. I mean, these are war room meetings with people when it comes to always making that promotion better. That's first and foremost on Brian's mind when he's doing this, as I'm talking to people, you know, from behind the scenes on with his team. And it's just fun to listen to, and it gets you excited about that show. So you're damn right I'm going to talk about the Shaw Classic. I can't wait. There's a lot more going on there every year. It's more like an expo, as many of you know, that have been there in the past. Certainly with the athletes, it's very engaging, and there's a lot more of that going on this year to foster along our sport and to continue to grow it with the spectators, with the fans out there. And of course, you know, Brian's got a huge contingency of fans out there all over the world. He has no problem, you know, selling out that Budweiser Arena for this event because it's a great event to start. But these athletes get engaged with all these spectators, and it just obviously is a great experience, but it helps grow our sport. So I love the Shaw Classic. We're going to talk more about that. But, you know, there's another show that I've kept my eye on for a while. First off, I love Texas, so let's be clear. I'm really kind of like a transplant for Texas. I'm from Michigan, but if I could live anywhere else on the planet, it would be Texas. I love everything about Texas, including the heat. I love the country part of it, the country music part of it. I certainly love the politics. We won't get into that. But in any case, Texas probably has the biggest contingency of strongman competitors, strongmen and strongwomen competitors. Yeah, than anywhere. I don't think we can argue that. It's the biggest state in the union, and it certainly houses the most strongman competitors, both men and women. And probably, I think I read that statistic right. I can't remember who put it out on IG a couple months back, but they also have the most shows in Texas. So by default, of course they do. That makes complete sense. So the biggest, most competitors, most shows. But Tommy Sharp's got a show. You guys know Tommy Sharp, 105 competitor, very well known, very good pro, quote unquote, you know, I like to say here. Tommy's one of those guys that's represented the strongman community very, very highly for many, many years. And he competed at the Clash this year down in South Carolina. I have interviewed Tommy in the past. He's a great guy. Everybody loves Tommy. He's got a great show in Waco, Texas, August 5th. I may have mentioned this show on my strongman shows to watch out for previously a few months back for 2023. If I didn't, it was certainly making the list somewhere because I probably should have mentioned it. But I've been keeping an eye on that show because I love the Hot Strength and Fitness Expo, he's calling it. And it's a non-sanctioned show. And I particularly like it because what Tommy's doing essentially is he's taking the money and putting it right back into the prizes. And I think a lot of you guys out there may, I don't know if there's any type of tribalism when it comes to who competes for who and where kind of thing. But, you know, I like the idea of non-sanctioned shows as much as I do any other show out there. And I don't think we should ever take away from them because more than likely they're promoted by high-profile type athletes like Tommy. And essentially what he's doing is saying, well, listen, I want to have fun in this community. I want to have a great event. And I want to be able to take everything that I'm making from the show and put it back into the show. So there's always an underlying cause to this non-sanctioned aspect of it, right? Because I think these shows pay a few hundred dollars to their sanctioning bodies to get them to run. And why not put that back into the show? Listen, I've made mention to it here before that they don't have any type of organizations over in Europe. And I'm not sitting here trying to get on my soapbox saying we don't need organizations. Hey, to each their own. I'm not dogging any organization out there. But it is important to note that non-sanctioned shows are just as much a part of our strongman community as sanctioned shows are, and they should be because it holds other shows accountable. Because, listen, if non-sanctioned shows are going to produce a better product than sanctioned shows are and provide a better opportunity for the athletes, then fuck, why don't we compete at them, right? So I love that competition aspect of it and the type of show that Tommy's producing out there in Waco, Texas. I wish I could make it. I've been wanting to make a show down in Texas for some time now. A lot of people down there are my friends that I know in the strongman community and a lot of great competitors and promoters like Tommy. This one's held at the Extraco Event Center, and it's badass. This is an indoor facility, which I guess at Texas this time of the year, it would have to be. I think they're having a heat wave down there right now of 100-plus degrees. You're certainly not a competitor coming in from another state north competing in Texas that weekend if you were outside, because I don't think you can handle the heat. But this is indoors, and if you guys haven't had a chance to get on Iron Podium and look at the Hot Strength and Fitness Expo in Waco there on August 5th, get on there and check it out, because what Tommy's putting together there is like what every, I don't know, I don't want to call it a redneck thing, Tommy, I don't, but I love it. See, that's, I'm all about cornhole and barbecue and all the other kind of stuff that we associate with summer in Texas and including strongman, and that's the vibe this show brings to me, right? There's a lot more going on there, a lot more that a strongman competitor and his family, friends, or whoever he brings with him can also be involved in these different types of, I think cornhole is one of them as far as a, as far as an extracurricular event that's going on there at the Fitness Expo. And I think Tommy's been doing this for a couple years, so this show is actually growing bigger and bigger. They got a lot of representation from a lot of the fitness community down there in Waco that's growing this event center annually, and I just love that. I just love the whole idea behind what he's doing there. I love expos. I love strongman competitions being a part of expos. And why? You guys know why. Because we see a bigger audience there that gets their eyes on our sport, and to have an opportunity to be able to do what Tommy's doing or be a part of that and actually, you know, promote that event. I encourage other promoters out there that have that type of ambition to just go after it, do it, you know, grow it, start it from the ground up and grow it. Because before you know it, you're going to have something real cool there, and it's going to lend to the growth of the strongman community as well, along with all these other fitness sports, of course, that we love and we're a part of. So, last man standing tire flip, I think, was the one event down there that I really love. We don't see a lot of tire, certainly coming off Clash back in March. We saw a lot of biceps tear. I'm not blaming it on the tire. I'm not at all, because I love the tire as an event. I know some of us out there now are scratching our head wondering if that was the cause of all that. I don't think it was at all. I think it was just kind of one of those one-off situations. But the last man standing tire flip sounds pretty awesome. So it's just a flip back and forth. You know, a lot of us did that shit in training for years. You know, we get our partner in front of us, we flip back and forth till we wore out. That reminds me of how that event's kind of going to be run. I'm not sure what the weight of the tires are, but you guys can get on Iron Podium to figure that out. He's also got sandbag throw, of course, over bar, press medley, max deadlift, and a carry medley, which are pretty common in our sport. And we're always fun to watch, certainly because it's easier for us to compare other athletes as we see them compete in other competitions who can really pull this shit off. So I love Tommy's event in Waco there. That's going to be a lot of fun. I think he's still taking people as well for the entry on that. It's in August 5th. I'm pretty sure there's 40 or 50 people competing right now. So if you guys are looking for something to do in Texas, go down there and do that. Always going to give love out to all these promoters to get our sport bigger and better, not only from a competition standpoint, but to make sure everybody knows about what's going on out there. Yeah, and what a fun time to do that today. I'm stoked right now. There's so much coming up. Certainly in Michigan, I'll try to not be as biased as I normally am, but I'm going to be a little biased today because the next one is I'm going to be at the show, and I'm going to be co-commentating it with Inez Catasquillo, of course, pro strongwoman, amazing pro strongwoman, and she's going to be coming up, and we're going to be co-commentating that. I'm going to throw a couple cameras on the event, live streaming it. It's going to be live stream free on YouTube for you guys, so I just want to make sure I point that out. They have about 70 athletes in this field. Where Kalamazoo is located in southern Michigan draws a lot of Indiana, Illinois, Ohio athletes up. So we're going to see a big contingency of athletes from all over the United States, I think, or particularly in the Midwest, which would be fun to watch for you guys. So you guys will be able to catch that on YouTube as well anytime after the show if you don't get a chance to watch it during that day, because I know Saturdays in the summer for me are very busy to sit down and watch a live stream. However, it'll be there for you waiting when you're ready to enjoy some competition. I like to point out a couple events that I like in all these shows. This one in particular, Jeremy built a fridge yoke, which is going to be cool, right? We only see fridge yokes like at World's Strongest Man. So when I saw that, it reminded me how creative some of these promoters are getting out there, and I love to see that. So he's got a fridge yoke, Lever Dead. Nah, not a huge fan of Lever Dead, but I also told you guys I'm a bigger fan of it in a normal competition than I am in Nationals, to be clear. I got a few guys that beat me up on that last week when we were talking about, you know, all these events and how a couple weeks back when I was talking about Nationals. Listen, I don't have a problem with lever deadlift. What I have a problem with is the national event. I think it's a very easy event, very logistically correct for smaller promoters and small spaces to be able to pull it off. I have nothing against it, certainly in that capacity, but I think at a national show, you know, a lever deadlift is kind of silly, and I think a lot of you guys agree with me on that. He's also got a keg toss over bar. Of course, we love that. I love all the toss events, being a Highland Games guy. Death medley, of course, and the death medley generally is a carry and drag of some sort. Again, get on our podium, check that out. Oh, what else, man? I know I'm just getting so – I had a little bit of an energy drink before I started today, so if I'm talking too fast for you guys – yeah, anyhow, just put it on, I guess, slower. I don't know if you can do that. I know we can speed things up when we want to listen to them. I'm not sure if we can slow them down. So did you guys know, I'll get to some other shows in a second, but did you guys know that, the Strongman Corp, I'm just going to get to some notes here because I did take a couple. You know, back when I first started the show, we talked about, real quick here, I mentioned there's something I want to complain about. I'm just going to throw it right in the middle so I don't throw it at the end. Did you know that the America's Strongest Woman, America's Strongest Man, 82-kilogram and 105-kilogram men, 82 women and 105-kilogram men, respectively, is going to be going on July 22nd? Did you guys know that? Did you know the America's Strongest Man and Strongest Woman, 82s and 105s, is going to be held on July 22nd? Fuck no, we didn't. No, we didn't. How? I mean, again, can we get more frustrated with this shit? I've had a couple athletes reach out to me asking me what the fuck was going on. Like, I knew, right? But it brought the question, what the fuck is going on? How do these athletes not have this information in front of them? And what I mean by that is as some people told me, there's been no other information about this event brought to anybody outside of what the events are. And I think maybe who's going, and that's still even in question, because the people that I spoke to weren't really familiar with the competitor list either, which is absolutely nuts. And to think right now, we're roughly 3 weeks out from that show, which is arguably, well, listen, we all love 82s and 105s. So quite frankly, it's probably as big as any other ASM or ASW event. As we know, they're kind of held throughout the year at the Olympia this year. They held some of the other classes. But to think we're 3 weeks out from the show, I've seen zero posts on Instagram about it or any social media for that matter. And if I missed them, my apologies, but I actually went back to the Strongman Corp page and I didn't see any posts about it at all. I mean, nothing that just stood out like a logo and America's Strongest Man, America's Strongest Woman, 82s and 105s. There's been no info or very little info given to the athletes, as far as I know, from the people who I spoke to that are on this roster when it comes to weigh-ins, weigh-in times, locations, event rules, for fuck's sake. I mean, nothing. They've had nothing but this is what we're doing and when we're doing it. Here's your events. Train for them. We'll tell you what the rules are when you get there, kind of thing. And on top of that, I'm pretty sure, and I should have reached out to Don with ADL, but I don't think, and I again, if I'm wrong, I apologize. But again, I'm pretty sure there is no live stream for the 82s and 105s. I mean, didn't we talk about this on other shows that if we're going to continue to support promotions that don't get better and they only get worse, then why the fuck are you guys going? Why are you competing there? Why are you competing at Strongman Corps 82 women, 105 men, World Strongest Man, or America's Strongest Man this year? Because of the title? I mean, fuck, I could throw a title on any show, or most of these promoters could, if that's all that impresses you guys out there. Because the truth is, if they don't have a live stream of some sort at this show this year, it's shit. It's already shit that they didn't get as much information out to all these people as they should have, to be honest with you. And the fact that there's no information that I can find about a live stream out there, and again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll take it all back. But I don't think many of us know what the fuck's going on with the 82s and 105s in 3 weeks, let alone the information I just shared. So I would question why anybody's doing that competition if it's taking Strongman Corp so long to get their ass in order and organized to share it, especially with these athletes, because it doesn't seem to me that they give two shits or even care. I mean, not to get a live stream on it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. That bugs me the most, because you guys remember last year we didn't have a live stream on that event. It was a big issue, I think. We were going to have one, didn't have one. They never came through with it. Never again kind of scenario. Well, guess what? I think we're dealing with it here again. And the fact that they're treating these athletes like that, because these are going to be, right, the best 82s and best 105ers competing for the United States at America's Strongest Man, America's Strongest Women, and they're not providing these simple, I mean, these simple sort of things to shed a little more light on this competition and certainly give our athletes a little more love. God, you guys know I can't keep my mouth shut about this shit. I'm not making any friends in the sport anytime soon on the promoting end of it. But if they can't do their jobs fucking right, then don't support these shows anymore. This is fucking ridiculous. Oh, man, I can't believe it. And especially after it was kind of brought to my attention. And again, it's not because I don't. It's hard for me to keep up on everything. But that certainly would be a show that immediately, if I saw it on social media somewhere, that I would immediately recognize and go, oh shit, I gotta figure out when that show is, or at least make sure I add that to my calendar because I don't want to miss it. I mean, who doesn't want to see the 105s and 82s compete? And the fact that I couldn't find any additional information on it in large part, and these athletes are reaching out to me going, do you know anything? Or, you know, no, not at all. I don't have a clue. And certainly I appreciate them reaching out to me, and maybe in large part because they were frustrated too. Because they know I don't stand for that kind of shit on my show about any promoter that doesn't make their productions better and better. I'm not going to be a guy up for a first-time show. Probably won't give them much trouble in a second show either if they got a little something right the next time. But if you've been promoting a show as long as America's Strongest Man and America's Strongest Woman's been going on and you're still shit in the bed, then you guys got to quit supporting these shows. It just makes no sense to me that the rest of the world doesn't know about that show right now, or it hasn't been blasted out there every single day, multiple times a day, you know, a month ago leading up or more to get to this show. Because you athletes deserve it, and you're still not getting it. Get my point? So keep throwing your money away for titles that mean nothing, and keep competing for shows that don't give back to you. And again, if I'm wrong about any of that, well, I'll correct it on the next show. But as far as I know today, that's June 29th, there hasn't been much information shared with the athletes. I don't know anything about the live stream or much about the event at all. And I went to the social media page and saw a little there. So, again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I apologize, and I'll correct that. But I'm just going to go off a whim and the people that I spoke with and the things that I saw immediately that kind of confirm everything I'm hearing out there. So I'll end that there and on a quick drink of water because I want to get back to the fun stuff. But I didn't want to end on that note. You guys need to know what's going on out there, and I'm going to share some of the stuff to you that's a real head-scratcher. And I got friends in Strongman Corp. I don't know if they're my friends now. I mean, but listen, they shouldn't have thin skin over this. I think even the people involved understand that there's a problem here. There's a systematic breakdown that's taking place that needs to be fixed to make this better and the type of quality show it should be out there, and it's not being done. So you can't tell me there's not frustrated people in that organization as well that probably mirror my thoughts but just can't say it. So I'll say it for you. There you go. You're welcome. So, whew, all right. Luke, that was my, what do you call it? My Ric Flair moment. There you go. All right. So where are we at? So we talked about, the couple of those shows going on. You guys know the top 10 came out our rankings for the 90s. Of course you did, because I just mentioned it at the beginning of the show. And if you haven't seen it yet, get to the IG page and check it out. However, we're going to do the World's Strongest Rankings IG page. You'll be able to figure it out there, and we'll share it with everybody, and we'll have a bunch of people doing that. So we just have kind of one hub to come back to. Because to be very clear about that, I'm facilitating this as much as I can, of course, but there's a big group of us behind the scenes that are all taking part in this. World's Strongest Opinions, of course, Strongest Personalities, of course. I've got people from overseas. Luke Davies is a part of it. I got some athletes a part of it, some promoters a part of it, that are all names that we recognize in the sport that can really lend to a lot about these competitors globally, and that's what's important. So the consensus, right? We're taking a consensus. So when we get these rankings done, ultimately what we're doing is everybody knows what the homework assignment is, right? 82s are up next. So all these people involved in the strongman community then are essentially going out and getting as much information about these 80s athletes and of course comparing them in competition, comparing them in events to some degree, obviously doing a little bit more follow-up as to where they've competed and what bigger events they've been a part of despite who was competing there. And then, of course, add some subjectivity to it, which is a large part what we're going to get in these first rankings, because ultimately it's a bit of a shot in the dark knowing how these athletes are going to perform moving forward. But like what we saw in the 64 class, it's going to tighten up a bit and change. And the 90s are no different than the 64s in that sense. I'm going to say that about every class, I'm sure. They're all really deep classes now. That's just a testament to the amount of the great competitors we have in our sport right now. But the 90s, oh my God. You know, we have 30 of them competing at the U90 Classic for Chaos in Lithum St. Anne here at the end of July. You can take 7 of them on our top 10 list. They're going to be competing there. The others, of course, we'll see them in the future and we'll start adjusting their rankings accordingly as well. But so our committee will essentially, get these athlete information, where they've competed, where they're from, what their light competition was, maybe some of their training, get into their IG pages a little bit, check that stuff out. I mean, it all kind of tabulates sort of the idea, the subjective nature of where each individual committee member then ranks their guy or gal according to where they think they should be 1 through 10. Then ultimately, those rankings will come back into me. I'll tabulate all those. And it's more of an average, math formula to create averages. And we find out then where these athletes are placed. We present it back to the committee. The committee then will look at that because, if there's something that was missed or maybe the math didn't add up the way maybe everybody saw it. And in some cases, sometimes each committee member may be reminded about something that they otherwise didn't know by somebody else involved in the committee. And then the conversation starts, the great debate begins, and we come up with an ultimate top 10. Of course, that still remains subjective to some degree. So that kind of gives you the behind the scenes. And the same thing went on with the 80s. See, the 90s were very deep, but it was pretty clear, right? I mean, Tyler Davis, I made the joke in the beginning. Is he number one? Of course he's number one. We know this. And I think the only real issue I think some folks had with the rankings, and I'll bring this up, and he's a friend of mine, of course, and does no problem with me talking about it because he's very humble and he appreciates where he's at in the rankings. But I believe CJ Pierce was ranked 4th and Nagirmo was ranked 5th. And some people had argued that Nagirmo recently won OSG and, of course, then participated in some larger events over the course of the year that CJ didn't compete in just due to the fact that he wasn't able to get the travel with the job he had and that sort of thing. So, again, subjectivity plays a role. But I highly doubt, as close as those guys are, 4th and 5th respectively, that we're not going to see that tighten up a bit through competition ultimately over the next, 6 or 7 months for that matter, if, in fact, these guys continue to compete at a high level. Because CJ kind of got a pass in that respect. I think we can all agree. Listen, what he did at Clash last year against Nick O'Hara and Tyler Davis, by the way, both of whom he beat, that were on that podium last year, even those guys will tell you he was a world beater. He was the kind of guy that was he owned that show. And if you guys go back and watch that show, tell me where CJ Pierce isn't supposed to be ranked in the top 5. I mean, that's my point. So we go back and we look at this and go, okay, had he competed at some of these larger shows, could he have done really well? For sure, we know that. He's always going to compete at a high level. And again, I'm just using CJ as an example here because that sometimes is how we have to look at people initially in our rankings. Now, could we arguably give him a 1, 2, or 3 spot? No, I think that might have been a bit much, and I think all of us recognize that. But if CJ came back competing at a high level, for instance, at OSG, would any of us out there doubt that he probably would be an odds-on favorite to win that show with another 3 or 4 guys that we see repeatedly doing that at the top? Absolutely not. That's what I'm getting at. So there is a bit of a subjective nature. This isn't all based off of competition performance. I mean, even a guy like Nick O'Hare, for example, another friend of mine, so I feel comfortable talking about him. He had a really bad showing at OSG this year. But if you look at Nick's prior history of competition and records and other things that he's done leading up to that point, it was a one-off for him. It was simply a one-off. So you can't then not argue the fact that Nick O'Hare deserved to be on that list. I think, again, he was very humble about it, even in his top 10 or his 10th place positioning in that list. But, I mean, that was just another example of sometimes you got to look outside the lines when it comes to the idea of where you're going to place these guys, not just objectively, but a little subjectivity. Do we think that Nick's going to repeat that performance? Absolutely not. I think if you look at his training and you look at the things that he's doing to get himself in a better position physically and health-wise and all that, no doubt about it, he'll step up and he'll make a push at another podium soon. Now, of course, again, now since we've got these rankings set aside and we got this top 10 out there to begin with, we're ultimately going to start seeing this tighten up, because if you don't compete or continue to compete at a high level, then, of course, you'll fall off. Somebody will take your spot, and that's the whole point behind rankings, right? So, I mean, it kind of gives you kind of a little – this isn't brain surgery, guys. You guys know that. If you follow the sport as closely as a lot of us do, and many of us do out there, you know, it's not difficult to come up with the top five. That's a fact. And then ultimately you can argue the next five and probably the next 10 after that. But in the end, these guys and gals are going to do it through performance when it comes to head-to-head competition at the highest level of competition moving forward. Again, we can't continue to rank athletes or have them in the rankings if they don't participate at high-level shows. So that's a long way to get around to what I'm going to tell you. So what we are going to do, the rankings committee, that is we're going to create a high-level show list. And there's no bias in this. They are what they are, and nobody would argue them. We can kind of already tell you which ones are going to be high-ranked, right? We already know Shaw Classic, and we know that we can probably even rank the Arnold if you wanted, and OSG and Ultimate Strongman and Chaos, for instance, PSL events, even Nationals, ASM, ASW, even though I just talk shit about them, right? I mean, these should be high-level competitions, so we want to make sure that those are going to be a part of a list so you guys will understand kind of where our minds are at and what we're looking at to kind of get involved in these rankings with us as you're kind of playing along with us and wondering where these people may be pushed around or maybe moved. Because we definitely want credibility when it comes behind this, and we're going to build that credibility through performance and accountability. And that's really kind of what we're doing here as we throw together all these different guidelines and all these things as it will continue to take shape as we move throughout the year, so we can have a really good foundation as to where things will move forward in the future and hopefully get these athletes involved in other shows, encourage them anyhow, because this list then will dictate that. So anyhow, that's my spill on that. But you guys are probably real curious, for those of you out there who haven't had an opportunity to see our top 10 in our 90s. So I'm going to go ahead and announce those guys to you here. I'll give you a little insight on a couple of them. And I kind of already did, right? I talked about CJ and I talked about Nick in particular. What I'll do is I will give you kind of some thoughts about some of these other guys as we go along here. I mean, Tyler Davis, number one, of course, we know that. And that goes without saying. Listen, probably the deepest resume in strongman all of 2022. Coming into 2023. I mean, he competed at every show, it seems, globally. He was podium in every show, if not winning. And that was an easy decision by many of us. A consensus number one, much like Renan Lovelace was for the 64s. Nick Myers, another. Again, Nick really battling through an injury last year, still with some incredible performances. World record holder. Uncle Nick is just one of those guys that we knew would probably be that argued top five, and that's where his placing was according to consensus. Gavin McNamee, of course, makes complete sense. More guys were familiar with Gavin than maybe where I was at, but after I looked at his resume, it was a pretty easy decision to make sure that he was up in those rankings as well. CJ fell in, then Nogueramo, of course, Leroy Smith, Dan Benson, Cameron Peters, then a couple of U.S. guys here, Derek Owens and Nick O'Hare as well. So I think we're pretty straightforward with the way that rankings fell out. I think many of you agreed with us, albeit a few of you guys in that class didn't necessarily agree. I got your emojis. I get where you're coming from, but and here's your chance to prove it. You get into these shows and you beat these guys. We're not going to take very long to get you on that list, I assure you. Not that it may not mean anything to you, for that matter, but we hope it does because we're going to get all eyes on you. You start on this list, you end on this list, all eyes will be on you because you're going to be the group that's going to be talked about the most because you're the group that we want to see in competition with one another, pushing our sport and pushing the, performance of what these top-end athletes should be able to do in our sport. So congratulations to those top 10 guys. I did get another kind of comment about why Tyler Young wasn't in the top 10 90s. Because Tyler hasn't competed in the 90s in about 3 years. So, I mean, there's your answer, right? I gave it to you guys last show that if we don't see a guy compete or a gal compete in a class for 12 months, they can't be considered for that class. Obviously, Tyler Young hasn't competed in the 90s in a couple years. So we will see him at Chaos. And there's a distinct possibility Tyler might find himself on that list in a hurry because we know what a great competitor he is, not just at the 105 class, but he was at the 90s before he got there. So that was one. I think the other one was we heard that this particular ranking was very similar to OSG outside of a couple guys. Yeah, it was. It kind of the way it worked out. I think we're going to see that a lot, certainly with OSG in the last couple years, in large part because many of the best athletes tried to make it here. So you'll see a lot of similarity in that sense. But now with OSG being a part of Europe now and their standalone competition there, that's going to kind of open the doors up a little differently. That's going to require some really good research into performance, right? Because now essentially a lot of these athletes that aren't traveling here to compete, although some of them still may, or ours over there, ultimately what we're going to see now is going to see a couple different shows kind of that used to be one now become two. And then when that happens, we have to take a deeper dive on how we would compare these performances. It'd be real interesting to see if many of the events are the same, right? That'd be maybe an easier way to do it, although I highly doubt it. So, yeah, there you go. That's your top 10 90s for you guys. Little breakdown, little behind the scenes, and what we're going to do as far as moving forward with these rankings. And by the way, it's now called the World Strongman Rankings. I've been saying official for a while, but it did sound like OSG a little bit, didn't it? Official Strongman Rankings. Yeah, Official Strongman Games. Nothing wrong with OSG. We love you, Lynn, of course, but we're going to go with our own name here. World Strongman Rankings. That's right. So, I talked about another show. Battle of the Beach. I didn't talk about Battle of the Beach, but if I when's the last time I mentioned Nick's show? And speaking of Nick O'Hara, right? Because I want to give him some love for this, but there's a couple shows in the summer, and why I chose these shows to talk about today on the show is because they're cool as fuck. I mean, they're just awesome. These beach shows, if you guys have never competed at a beach show, it's hard to get that out right now. Mouth's dry. Beach show. The one at Harbor Beach in Michigan that Nick O'Hara's doing right on the shores of Lake Huron. Is one of the most beautiful backdrops of any strongman competition in all of the United States. And we have a few that would be at the top of that list, but this is unbelievable. I mean, the sandy beaches and the beautiful Caribbean-like water of how that kind of the backdrop kind of sets in behind this event from Lake Huron, though, one of our great lakes, as many of you know. And if you don't, go back to geography class. It's going to be awesome. And Nick does those events in the sand, very similar to like we've seen at some WSM events in the past. We saw it at Clash a couple years ago with the keg toss, or this year, as a matter of fact, and some other events that we've seen that we said, man, that'd be so cool to compete in a show like that. And you're right, it is. I actually promoted one myself years ago on the beach, Great Lakes Strongest Man, before George Bullard became a much better promoter than me doing his own show. But we did it on the beach, and it was just awesome. It's just a great way to spend a summer day. But what Nick has done there is he's partnered up with the community during Harbor Beach Days. So the backdrop there as far as a festival and all the things that we love about that type of event in our sport, he's doing it. And it looks like the weather is going to be fantastic. So fingers crossed. That's just going to lend a lot more pageantry to this day, of course, with that sunshine like it is. And he's got some real cool events there as well. And again, another reason why I like this show, outside of my bias, of course, for loving my good friend Nick O'Hara, is that he's got a ship anchor silver dollar deadlift. So think about this. It's not too many places you're going to be able to find 500-pound ship anchors, essentially, or whatever they are, very big, right? You're not going to lug those around. They're very difficult to find. As a matter of fact, I think he just borrowed them to use them because you're not buying these damn things either. So he's got a ship anchor silver dollar deadlift there, which I love. He's also got this really cool take on a farmer's carry, but it's called a grain bag carry, like a grain bag, right? You put grain in a bag and you feed it to cattle, that kind of thing, or different types of livestock. Your handles essentially are gripping the bag with your hand. So you guys know many of you have to know this. You've tried to pick up a big heavy bag before. Hell, it could even be a laundry bag. Who knows? And you just try to grip the material with your hand and walk with it. That's what this event is. So it's a take on Farmer's Walk, but talk about super grip. I mean, that's a grip in itself outside of what a farmer's handle could provide you with a little security there wrapping around that bar. You're essentially grabbing the fabric with your hands, and you're walking these grain bags. I think there's two different weights to them. Again, go to Iron Podium. You guys can figure all that out. Then, of course, he's got Bermuda Triangle, a couple fun sort of take on names, overhead press medley, stone the shoulder, and then he's going to do the kettlebell. Over bar in the sand, essentially a weight over bar type thing, which is always fun to watch in the sand. It's a whole different effect altogether, and no better place to do anything over the bar than in the sand, because we know they're going to drop harmlessly to the other side and not bounce around. So, yeah, there you go. So I love that about Nick O'Hare's show. That was one of my favorites kind of leading into the next few weeks of summer here. And I think I'll do this maybe a few times. You know, every show maybe, or every couple shows, you know, try to develop something where I can get as much information to you guys out there about just some of these shows that kind of cross in front of me. I get it. Sometimes I'll lend some bias to them, but ultimately I'm just looking around like you guys are, and I'll see stuff on Instagram, and to reward these promoters for doing a great job on Instagram and doing social media the right way, it gets my attention. And if I can't make it or compete in it, I'm certainly going to want to talk about it, because I want you guys to get involved in it as well. And many of them have a live stream attached to them. And if they don't, I'm certainly get ready to look at all the great pictures and videos from these athletes after these events are over that you can see on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all these social media sites. So I just get you guys a different way to keep your eye out for some of these events. And I want more of you, because many of you have, and even some of the people that I'm talking about here today, you know, we've talked about their shows because I've commented back to them and they've told me a little bit more about them. And I want you guys to do the same with me, man. I mean, please get me more information on these shows. If you hear me talk about them today, send me a DM about them. You know, let me know you're engaged in them, and I'll mention some of this stuff on the next show in case I miss something about one of these shows that I want to point out to all you guys. So Ohio's Strongest, this is in Struthers, Ohio, August 19th. So yeah, the guys down at Ohio's Strongest, you guys know I've been pushing that show for, oh shit, it was one of my top 10 shows this year before I even got to chatting with these guys when I saw it, because I felt like this, well, first off, it was very close to my heart. You guys know it's a show dedicated as a charity for pediatric cancer. And their face of the show this year, Nora, who was a young lady who was dealing with pediatric cancer, more recently passed away. I talked to you guys about that on a few shows ago when she tragically lost her life to that fucking disease that hits very close to home with many of us. But, you know, the fight will go on. The show will go on in her name, and it certainly is. It's reaching all new levels. Honestly, George Bullard, my friend, promoter up in Great Lakes, it's rivaling your show right now with competitors. And I didn't want to bring the actual count out because I'm not sure where these counts stand today. But as far as I know, the Ohio Strongest guys got the Great Lakes beat by about 7 competitors right now. So maybe for those of you trying to get into the Great Lakes show, that'll be a real fun way to kind of encourage George to open up the gates to kind of beat those guys at Ohio's and win that award, I guess, whatever that award is. But in any case, they have some really cool things going on down there. But one of the coolest things that they're kind of involved with that I saw, but did, you know, I kind of caught it a little bit and I wasn't sure. Then I inquired about it, was the International Nora Strong Saturday. You guys may have seen this out there on Instagram, the poster for that. So essentially what they're doing is they're getting all these competitors, well, certainly at the show, and I'm going to read over some of these cool events and these records that are going to be attempted to be broke in a second here for you. But for those people that wanted to support the show that couldn't make it over to do that, overseas in particular, they're doing the International Nora Strong Saturday. So groups like Chaos, for instance, over in England, will have athletes attempting to break these world records at their facility on that Saturday. So we've got this sort of, I don't want to compare it to Static Monsters, but essentially we've got these different locations then that are going to competing at these record-breaking events to rewrite the record books, essentially, or at least to start to write the record books. We know records sometimes can be a very, can be a bit of an enigma in our sport, of course. So they're going to be involved in that. So that is super cool. I didn't know that was going on. But there's a lot of really awesome competitors. Many of them are very recognizable names, as all of you know. And these names, of course, are associated with this event that are going to be at this event attempting to break these following records. So bear with me. A little entertainment for you as far as names and attempts here go, which is always fun to hear. So the women's U64 circus dumbbell record, which currently stands at 130 pounds, and Deanna Ferrer, who I mentioned on the 64 show, which is on the PSL event last week, owns that record. Great presser, right? So we have several 64 women that are going to be in Ohio attempting to break this record that day. Hannah Coldiron, Tony Vareccia, Kira Rickson, Holly McRae, Kim Scott, and Jessica Puricelli. So if some of those names you guys are very familiar with and you know are very capable of breaking this record, I would certainly say that this record has a chance to being broke more than once at this show, but it's certainly going down. Let's make that perfectly clear right now. I stamp that. It is going down. The U64 axle record is going to be attempted as well. The current record, of course, is Rhiannon Lovelace. She holds it at 222 pounds. This is the axle press record. Crystal Stanzik, you guys know I mentioned Crystal in the 64 show as well last week, as a good presser. She's attempting to break that axle press record at 222 pounds. The block press, 64 as well. Hannah Jennings currently owns it at 137 pounds. Nadia Morrison is going to attempt to break that record. And, of course, my friend Panda, Christine Matthews, is also going to attempt to break that record. So we have some amazing pressers in that 64 class. I can't wait to see that. I'm going to be there for that show. So firsthand, I will get to watch all these amazing attempts at these records. And I have no doubt that all three of them now are going to go down. So we're going to keep going right down the list. Of course they are. This is a good cause. All these records are going to go down the list. The U64 18-inch stiff bar deadlift. Now, this is going to be fun. So Rhea's gonna attempt to break that record virtually at Chaos, like we talked about. So that's the international, what do I call it? Nora Strong Saturday. So Rhea's gonna attempt to break that record right now, which I didn't get the information on where that's at exactly. Not currently tracked. So okay, this is gonna be a new record. So this one certainly is gonna be for the record books. And those ladies that are gonna do it here on our side of things are gonna be Kira Rickson, Christine Matthews, Panda, of course, and then Holly McCrae are all going to attempt to put their name in that record book to hold that biggest deadlift of the day. So that's going to be fun to watch. And then, of course, we'll move right along here because I don't want to be redundant with all this stuff and say it over and over again to you guys. But U82 Farmers Hold for Time. Current record, 180 pounds per hand, is Emily Flowers at 1 minute 11. Oh, I'm sorry. The current record is 1 minute 11 seconds. I'm not exactly sure who owns that record. I didn't get that information, but Emily Flowers is going to attempt to break that record. Maybe she owns it as well, so maybe it's her record, and then she's going to attempt to break it. The U91 gals, 18-inch stiff bar deadlift, not currently tracked, so we don't know if that record even exists. Katara Taylor is going to go ahead and put her name in the record books for that one. The men's U90 block press, current world record is Rick Martinez, 200 pounds. CJ Krause is going to put his name in the record book. I believe CJ is going to destroy that record. 105 kilogram block press. Current record, of course, we know this more recently, last year, year and a half, well, I guess 2 years ago now. Nick Camby broke that record at 312 pounds. Tim Mikowski is going to make his attempt at a 312-plus pound block record, which is going to be a lot of fun to watch. Why do I sound like Willie Wessels right now? You know, Willie gets on his Instagram and he starts talking about all these shows coming up. He runs through them like with like no emotion. That's me right now, right? No, I'm serious, though. I'm super stoked about all these records. And then, of course, we have the 105 kilogram deadlift world record, which currently sits at 910.5 pounds. My friend over in Ireland, Matthew McKeegan, owns that record. And I think that's going to be attempted by Dylan Schmidt. Oh, man. And I think Dylan Schmidt, I thought there was three guys. So if I'm missing somebody, I apologize. And I know Sean Shoemaker is going to attempt that as well. So, and we know Sean's a big deadlifter, so that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So tell me how excited you guys are about Ohio's Strongest Man. So all these are worth mentioning today because we have a couple weeks of great shows coming up over the next 3 or 4 weeks that every single one of you guys need to watch, get to, find out more about, follow these athletes, do something on. And that's what this show is largely based around today, because I'll tell you, after today, I'll be off for about 2.5 weeks myself getting ready for chaos and not paying much mind to Strongman, drinking a lot of beers, and, of course, eating really good, trying to stay in shape because I want to look good this summer. But despite that, I'm going to take some time off. So you guys got to get your head around some of these shows and get excited about them. Okay, and the last show, and maybe a little too early to talk about. I don't know if it's too early to talk about because you guys know I'm going to talk about this as much as I possibly can. Because despite how big the Ohio Strongest Man is this year, and you guys know I'm a little biased, but the Great Lakes Strongest Man, yes, is coming up. And I'm starting to take a little bit bigger deep dive into that show now since it's only a couple months away, in large part because I'm going to be commentating that show and I need to be as familiar with what's going on as possible, as I'm sure my co-commentator Panda is doing the same thing. It is a huge, huge show. The pageantry of the show is absolutely off the charts. Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City as the best backdrop in all of Strongman for competitions, and I say that with no doubt in my mind, has got one of the biggest lineups, well over 150 competitors. I say that, probably 152, I think. But ultimately, he'll probably get more now because he's going to want to beat Ohio Strongest. But I said this last year, and I got shit from Bill Kendall, our 105 pro, our new guy here in the state of Michigan, that I said that open class, the men's open class, was maybe arguably from top to bottom one of the best classes that I've ever seen in an amateur show. And lo and behold, before we even got to the damn show, eight of these guys dropped out or something. It was ridiculous, right? We went from like 15 competitors down to like six. So yeah, I was eating crow on that. Bill gave me some shit. Some other people did as well. And for good reason. Listen, that was out of my control. There's nothing I was going to do about that. However, I'm already talking shit to these guys about staying on that damn list this year because I saw that lineup and it's sick. It's so sick. We know Jake Harmon's going to defend his title as King of the North, four-time Great Lakes Strongest Man winner, and more recently winner of USS Nationals super heavyweight class, or minus 308 class, super heavyweight overall. So he's essentially a pro. He's got some competition. Matt Kehoe's coming back. Matt Kehoe from Rochester Performance, Ben Pauli's student who trains him, great powerlifter, world-class guy. You guys heard talk about Ben on the show. Probably need to talk more about Ben. He's been doing some amazing things in powerlifting. We'll get back to Ben for sure. But Matt Kehoe is going to be back to redeem himself based off of last year's expectations that he didn't meet. I know Matt would agree with me if you heard me say that. Probably one of Jake Harmon's stiffest competition over the last few years, being Jake Webb, is back. Jake's in a good spot. He's got a beautiful girlfriend and Chelsea Gaudette. I think it's Chelsea, right? Jake, if I fucked that up, sorry, Chelsea, if I fucked up. I believe it is. I read your post the other day. So he's in a good spot mentally right now. He's ready to compete. And if I do remember, Chelsea's going to be there as well, competing, defending her Great Lakes Queen of the North title. So yeah, Jake's in a good spot mentally. He was really close last year. And he really put the test to Jake Harmon a bit. In the end, Jake, of course, won it. Both Michael and James Erdmans are going to be there this year. They were both supposed to compete last year. They didn't. They're both giants in their own right, OSG competitors. My friend and one of the most outgoing personalities in all of Strongman, crazy a bit for sure, and that's Taylor Gone is going to be there. And if you haven't watched Taylor Gone's training videos lately, he's looking fantastic and big as a house. And he's going to bring it. He's got a few screws loose up there. Watching him compete is probably going to be one of the highlights for me for the weekend. It certainly is at the after party, I'll tell you that right now, especially if he has a good performance. That's going to be one hell of a night. Taylor, I'm buying all the beers, don't worry. Luke Meredith, another guy, Mitch Hughes. Mitch Hughes and Jake Harmon are actually invited to the USS Pro Nationals, or Pro whatever they call it, on the same day. And they declined to go because that's how they know the Great Lakes Strongest Man is. So kudos to you guys. I mean, that's making a stand for a better production, right? I say that to you guys all the time. I'm continue to repeat myself. Support shows that you know support you. No matter what the title is of the show, it makes no difference if you're not getting what you deserve. George puts that out every year in and year out for these athletes when it comes to the quality of show he puts on and what he gives back to these athletes. Of course, Jake and Mitch recognize that, so I have no doubt that's why they're there this year. So we've already got two top contenders. All these other contenders are two top athletes with a bunch of contenders underneath them. Corey Loper, one of Nick O'Hara's guys, is going to be there. So what I'm trying to say is that super heavyweight class is absolutely freaking nuts. And yes, Bill Kendall, it's the best super heavyweight class that I've ever seen from top to bottom in any amateur competition in the history of strongman. I'm going to say it right now. So you guys get the ready to watch that show. And listen, Panda and I are going to co-commentate that event together with ADL Live. So you know the live stream is going to be jamming. So if any of you guys are really interested to see what goes on up there in the Great Lakes at the Pitt Spitter Stadium there, Turtle Creek Stadium, the Pitt Spitters Ballpark, you're going to find out in a big way, especially if you can't travel up there, because what you're going to see on this live stream is going to blow your freaking mind. It's going to be that badass. Oh, and did I mention CrossFit regional games? Yeah, team regionals. Yeah, stupid, man. This is just crazy. So anyhow, I'm going to do a standalone podcast on the Great Lakes Strongest Man for many of you guys that are really, really interested in that show. And because, you know, I'm going to hold my bias and loyal to my state, loyal to my friend and all my friends that compete in that show, and give them a little bit of love leading up to it, and do a bit of a standalone show, really breaking out of that event down for all you guys. Because it's worth mentioning more than once, and it certainly is one of those shows that's worth having a bigger conversation about. Now, however, I will say this, just like all my other reviews, I will be reviewing the Great Lakes Strongest Man. You know it, and I'm going to talk the truth. I'm going to talk the truth about Ohio Strongest as well when I'm down there, because why I'm there, why not? I'll be taking notes. But I know all these guys, and I got good relationships with them. I know it's all for the sake of the sport, the growth of the sport, and I'll spread all the love I can and give all the love I can, and I'll also give some constructive criticisms as I see them, whatever that's worth. So in any case, yeah, pretty jacked up today. This is going to be fun. I'm taking a couple weeks off. I'm going to have a lot of fun watching these shows that I can't get to, providing they're on a live stream. Strongman Corp, get that fucking thing on a live stream if it's not on right now. And then, of course, these other shows that if I'm not going to be a part of them, I'm certainly going to make sure that I get as much information back from them as I can to bring to you guys, because they're all worth mentioning and they're all going to be fun to watch. So anyhow, I'll leave you with that, guys. Kind of a crazy show today. I seem to be a little bit more pumped up than normal simply because I'm going on vacation tomorrow for a few days. Looking forward to that. Lots of beers in my future and a lot of strongman talk, I'm sure, with all you guys on Instagram. So I look forward to that. DM me if you need anything. In the meantime, stay fit, stay strong, and stay tuned. I appreciate it, guys.